Hi, this is Vicki, and I am so happy to be with you this evening for the Vicki Ford Show. I am talking with you from the North Georgia Mountains, and I miss seeing you and talking with you every week, but I'm always happy to be here when I do get here. So there's so much I want to talk to you about this evening. I will be taking live calls, so I'll be looking forward to talking with you. There's so much going on in our world today, and I wanted to talk to a little bit about manifesting your dreams, but at the same time, how your soul contracts fit into that and how your whole being using the chakra system and what you hold within your chakra system can affect you and keep you from getting what you're trying to manifest. And law of attraction, it all, you can't just really talk about one without talking about all of it, because it is all a part of the program. It's part of manifesting. So, you know, I'll give you a good example. Someone has a house for sale, and in this market, people very much immediately go into, oh, well, it won't sell, or if it does sell, you'll have to pretty much give it away. And I have talked to a lot of people, now when I say a lot, you know, both hands, I mean not hundreds, but have sold their homes in this market, and maybe they didn't get top dollar, but they did very, very well. So I want you to remember that there is also, and for instance, I have my home for sale. So when I'm looking to sell, I know that there is a soul contract here, and I know that there are lessons here for me. So if my house doesn't sell or didn't sell yesterday, I don't get very upset about it, because I have put my house on the market before, same house. And what's interesting about it is that it didn't sell. But I look back on those times now, and if I had bought the home that I was going to buy, if it had sold, I would have made the biggest mistake, far more than not selling this home. So our soul contracts play heavily into our manifestations and what we are really looking to achieve in our lives. And I just want to share that with you, because so many of us judge ourselves and say, well, the law of attraction is not working for me. Well, it is working, because the law of attraction is like the law of gravity. It works whether you believe in it or not. It's just, what are you really putting out there to manifest? If you really, really, really want a career or a job in your life, make sure you know what kind of job, because if you send out a lot of different signals to spirit, which I've been very good at, and that can confuse. It's not that spirit gets confused, but it's like, well, what does she really want? And so it's very, very important to find the love of what you're wanting to achieve, knowing that you already have it, and really, you really already have it. It's just that you're now waiting for it to manifest in the physical universe. So, and I just want to remind you, you know, my website at VickiFord.com, I do past life regressions, I do spiritual counseling, and I help people to find their purpose, their soul contract, through their Akashic records. So, you know, if you're sitting there wondering, well, how in the world am I going to do that? You know, just go to my website and we'll set up in a time. Now, I don't like to have people wait, so I'm just going to say Michelle from Sacramento is on line one. How are you, Michelle? Are you there? Michelle? Is Michelle, yes. There? Hi. How are you? Kind of, sort of. I hear your voice, but let's just chat for a minute, and that way I can tell if I am able to understand you.
Okay, I'm going to move around and make sure it's not where I'm sitting.
Okay, it's more that, is the phone real close to your mouth? Because it sounds real close to your mouth. It might be that. Just talk to me and let me know what your concerns are, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I had talked to you a couple of weeks ago in regards to moving.
Yeah. Are you getting the apartment, right?
Yes, and I actually am going to get one, and I feel pretty secure about the one that I'm getting. It's an old apartment of mine, which is so synchronistic. It was almost like divine guidance led me to it. So I'm really happy about that.
That feels so good, because I saw the apartment. I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know, you know, you were working on that, and you made it happen. I'm very impressed, Michelle.
I'm impressed, for all those listening,
you know, that's pretty good. So have you moved into it yet?
No, we went not until like probably May 3rd or May 4th, so it's like a waiting period for me. And during the waiting period, all I can think about is, okay, I need to get a job. And so I've been doing the practices that you're saying about the law of attraction because I firmly believe in that.
Yes,
so I feel like something is about to happen.
I feel like it is, too. I'm going to be very honest with you. I feel like this move, I get a sense, Michelle, that once you move into the house, that's when it's all going to pop. That's what. But I thought you already had a job. I thought you already had one.
No, I mean, I have temporary jobs.
Okay.
But nothing permanent. And the temporary job that I did have, I don't have right now.
Okay. Well, I feel like something's coming up for you, but I feel like that you will need to move in, get settled, and then everything's just going to, I mean, it's going to be like the way I'm seeing it, the way Spirit is showing it to me. It's like the heavens are just going to open up for you. That's a symbol for me that, and I see gold coins coming from that. So that lets me know that abundance is here for you. And what I feel like a lot of times when we have our attention on the move, on other aspects of it. But this is what I want you to, this is the message Spirit is telling me, is for you to be very, very, very celebratory, meaning be happy. Celebrate everything that you're doing. I think that word came out kind of funny, but don't worry about it. What I mean by that is to celebrate because you have achieved. And so many times, Michelle, we go from, oh, well, I found the apartment. It's what I want. Okay, well, now let me move on to this problem. What I feel like for you, it's a time of, oh my goodness, look what I've done. I'm so great. And I'm so proud of myself. What that's going to do under the law of attraction is bring in even more wonderful aspects of you. And that bringing in more of you and you being in celebration for what you have achieved, that's going to bring the next job in. Because the law of attraction is just like part of the plan. Because the law, what I'm feeling for you, Michelle, is that Spirit wants you to be happy for tell me your birthday again.
It's 2/28/71.
Okay. I just want to look at one other aspect which I did not look at when you called in before. I can't say you just had a birthday, but you basically just had a birthday.
Yeah.
So okay, so you're in a good time period right now. I remember that now. And you're going to be just fine. I just feel like it's a timing issue right now. And I wouldn't be the least bit concerned about it. You've got a lot of emotions going on right now, but that's good. And I feel that just looking at the whole year for you starting in February, you're a very emotional person. Well, you're a Pisces, for heaven's sake. And listen, I just want to let you know that you need to know this. And your chart is different than my chart, and I haven't done your chart. But obviously, we've just done, the radio show. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you that there has been some, for anyone who has Pisces, there have been some huge shifts that came on the 18th of April. Mm-hmm. So things have you should have felt. I mean, today's only the 25th. That's just a little about a week. You should have felt some huge, not huge in the sense of huge, but some good changes coming up for that. Now retrograde, retrograde just went away a couple of days ago. So things start shifting in about a week. So I wouldn't have been so excited about you getting a new job in retrograde anyway. So go enjoy your move, Michelle. Get your wonderful apartment that you have. And I feel shortly after that, things are going to start popping for you. And I want you to call me back in a couple of weeks. And now you will have some good news for me, I feel like. I really do. In about a month, I can't promise you that it's going to be within 2 weeks, but I feel within a month, things are going to start shifting for you. Make sure with your new address that you send out a lot of resumes and let people know your new address.
Well,
make sure that you let people know where you are, because there could have been somebody from the past, Michelle, that may be looking for you. That's what I feel. Make sure that they know how to reach you, because I feel like there may be someone from the past, and I'm talking job, that will be a good contact for you, possibly. It may be just be someone that you talk to. So make sure that you are easily trackable, okay?
I hear you.
Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to remind everyone that life has its cycles, and I'm going to be taking my next call from South Carolina in just a moment. I just want you to know, though, that life has its cycles, and sometimes we want something to happen so much, but astrologically and numerology-wise, there is a time and a place for things to occur, and that is what probably the biggest gift that all of us are going through right now when we are as light workers and as ascension, that we're going through the self-ascension to learn to trust. And that doesn't mean that we don't go out and do things, but remember, true abundance is not a doingness. True abundance is a feeling. It's an emotional state. When you are feeling really abundant within yourself, abundance is going to come to you. It cannot help but come to you. But remember that abundance is not just money. It's love. It's peace. It's harmony. I mean, you can have tons and tons of money and not be happy. And you can have tons and tons of money and be happy. So just remember that abundance has to be looked at across the spectrum, across all aspects of your life. So I just wanted to share that. Now, Dira from South Carolina, how are you this evening?
Hey, Vicki, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing real good. What question do you have for me tonight?
I wanted to ask you, when do you see things getting better for me financially?
Okay. Give me, Dira, some birthdays here. Okay. Give me a birthday.
12/31/71.
Oh my gosh. We have another 71. Okay. So that's that. Let me just look at here just very briefly. I'm just going to look at something. I feel that, you're kind of midway in your birthday right now. So that's very interesting. Now, I feel that things are turning around for you. What are you doing right now? Because let me just look at the year that you're in. I just want to see something. You are in a very strong year right now, so I can't see that things would not be turning around for you. When was the last time you had a job?
I still work. I'm a cosmetologist.
Oh, okay. So what is it then that you're looking for to shift? What is it that specifically, because I want to do a card reading for you. Tell me what you're specifically looking for. Are you not happy at that?
I feel like I should be doing something more just something different. I just don't know what it is I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then that is probably a soul contract issue. What do you love to do, Dira? Because what you're doing now is good, and it's helpful to people. And if you're being, what about masseuse? Do you like doing that type of work? Do you like
not
energy
really,
work?
Not really, but I no, do like energy work.
Okay, good. Then that's because I feel that whatever you're going to do, you have to do it with devotion. And what's happened now is you're going through this time period, and it's already happening with you, where you're having to go into a new era for the next 2 years. Dear, you're going to be going through a lot of changes, and I suspect that you are going to be working in, and why I get energy work, I mean, I said massage. So massage can be energy work if it depends on how you do it. But most people come to massage not for energy work. And I sense that, do you have, you're from South Carolina, do you have, there's some very wonderful places around there. Do you have any access to schoolings at all, any place to get school? A spiritual school.
I've been, you know what? It's funny that you ask that. I've been reading lately a lot of spiritual books and a lot of books about healing, and that's kind of the thing I feel like I should be doing.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking about the school. Now, where, if you don't mind telling me, where in South Carolina? Is it the west part of South Carolina, closest to Georgia?
No, I'm about 4 hours from Georgia.
Okay, that's not so. That, oh, 4 hours. So you're more in the middle section. Okay, because there. I don't know what your economic situation is, but I'm going to tell you what I feel for you now. All right, because listen, you being spiritual, you don't want to just quit your job. That's not going to help anything. Okay,
I don't want to do that.
No. What I want you to do is I feel strongly, and regretfully, I'm not doing my seminars right now, or I would be telling you to come to one of mine. But what I feel for you is to find in the next couple of months a weekend seminar. Now, I'm going to tell with you, a lot of people start out with Reiki. I started out with Reiki, but there's some other energy works that, you know, are very, very, very strong as well. So do not just get believing that there's only one avenue to do something, all right? Focus in on what feels right to you. And I want you to do right now, do you have some pen and paper?
I do.
Okay, I want you to write down Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I.
Okay.
Delphi University. It's in McKaysville, Georgia. That is the best university that in its founding goes all the way back to the Delphi in Greece, okay? So you're not talking like one of these weekend retreats where you learn a little bit and you go off and people say, oh, she's a spiritual healer. I'm talking about where you get absolutely doctorate training in spiritual work. Because when you're working on someone's energy, dear, and I learned this because I was in Reiki, and I did Reiki for a while, and I had Reiki done on me, and I love Reiki. Any energy work is powerful. I found I wanted to touch in deeper and different ways, and I went to school for it, and I studied for almost 3 years, full-time pretty much. So energy work is something that you keep learning, okay? It's not just something you take a weekend retreat for and you've gotten it down. So I feel that...
I'm like certified in Reiki too, and I just felt like it wasn't enough. It's funny that you're saying it.
Okay, well, then that's why I'm having to say that. I'm kind of being careful, Dara, because I Reiki's good. And I don't want to hurt.
Yeah, it's great.
It is wonderful, and I'm not here to say it isn't. I'm just saying that I found, for me, it wasn't enough. I didn't feel like I was making, well, for myself, I didn't feel like it was working enough. But I think that, you know, our bodies are like onions, our spiritual beings, our etheric field, our emotional and physical bodies and mental and all the bodies around us. You know, you go through changes, and that's a very good way to begin work. But for you, I feel that I want you, you know what? Just go to Delphi University, look it up in McKaysville, Georgia, Google it, and you start reading some of their classes there, and I think you will be so blown out, you'll be like, oh my, that's what I want to do. Start there, because I feel that you are a beautiful light worker. And I feel, let me just do something also for you, because I feel like you're a light worker, that spirit is showing you, because right now your soul's, I'm just getting so much data, so your soul's purpose right now is to be in the world, but not of it. Does that make sense? Don't become so mesmerized by it, you know, that just be of the world, but don't get all into it. In light, really get into your creativeness right now, because you're being asked to use your senses to find your way back to the divine in a way that will bring you more prosperity, happiness, joy. And I feel 2 years from now, you won't even be the same person that you are now. You have a beautifulness about you. I don't mean there's anything wrong with that. I'm just not the same person I was 2 years ago. I'm far more open and far more advanced and far more spiritual. So that's my message for you tonight, okay?
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Oh, good. And you call me, you go to Delphi, and you tune in to me next month and let me know how things are going, all right?
I sure will.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, yeah. And I just want to share, so many people are going through a lot of changes right now. How do you make decisions? It's a very good question, and I help a lot of people during the week in life coaching, spiritual coaching, do that, because we do have to make our choices and make decisions. Dawn, You're from Washington. How are you? Is Dawn there? I guess Dawn, I must have lost Dawn somewhere along the way, but if she comes back, I'll talk to her. Making decisions in our lives right now can be very, very uniquely challenging. And I want to share with you why I feel so many people are going through changes. Because there's so many people that have been doing what they didn't love. And yet you were happy for a time and you say, well, I loved it. It was fine. I mean, I was a lawyer for years. I still am a lawyer. But the kind of law that I was doing, I did not really enjoy as much. And so I found myself going in new directions. And it can feel very uncomfortable, everyone, because one, financially, it can be a shift. It can, you know, you can have family members that are saying, whoa, you mean you're a doctor or you're a lawyer or you have this great job as a secretary or teacher and you want to go off and do that? I mean, something, you know, light workery or more spiritual. And it's okay. You know, this is a time of trust and honor where you have to learn to say, yes, I'm going to do that. But just remember, this is my advice for everybody. Never just drop a job. I mean, I'm not going to say never, 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 because then that would be crazy. But more than likely, any job that you have right now, it's best to hang on to it. Find a different shift of energy. Find a different way that you look at the job, because you can always find something good out of it. There was a difficult time in my life with a certain kind of situation, but I really needed to stay there. And I found that as I shifted my viewpoint, things became far more tolerable and far more manageable, and I actually kind of looked forward to doing it. So at that point, I knew that it was not the job or the people in the job, it was my way of looking at the circumstances or a shift in viewpoint. And you can do that. You all, you know, every one of us folks have the power to shift the way we view life, the way we see people. And the biggest lesson that I learned in life was that if something bothers you, it's like a mirror. That's when you have the opportunity. If something's bothering you, you say, well, wait a minute. Oh, wow. What is it that bothers me? Now, as a Rohan doctor, I have learned to really honor that part of, oh my goodness, that's really a trigger for something or a button that really makes you upset. Well, that's probably the biggest gift. If you're really looking for self-ascension and to help yourself, and the only way you can help the world really is to help yourself, because it all begins within. I mean, Christ taught us that, and many of the great masters taught us that. It's self-awareness, know thyself. And what they're really saying there is you can give only who you are and what you have. So if you have a dollar and someone needs five, you can't give them $5. You can give them the dollar. But what they really need is the five. And if you love somebody and you don't really love yourself, you're not really giving them love. It's almost like a codependency. So many of us are going through incredible changes in our lives. These incredible changes are bringing challenges, but they're also bringing the very gifts that we have in our lives. And I want to give you probably one of the most beautiful examples of it from my own life, because that's what's closest to me. 3 or 4 years ago, I was working so hard. I was not doing as much spiritual work as I wanted and what my soul was asking me to, my soul contract and my higher self. And I have a beautiful daughter, and I was seeing her and I spent time with her, but we weren't really enjoying the time as much, because I was always into that mode of, I got to make money. I got to have so much money for my daughter that she's always taken care of. And so as fate would have it, things shifted in the economic arena. Things shifted on the job front for me. I went back to school and I found myself finding Vicky, the very Vicky Ford that's hosting this show. I started finding myself, and it's been a journey. And here I am, well over, 50 years old, and I should say well over 40, but in my 50s. And what happened was that I learned about who I am, and it's a process that you always have for many, many lifetimes. But now, instead of being upset that I didn't have some specific activity, what we do now is we actually, my daughter and I teach her at home. She's in a private school, and it's considered a private school, but I do a lot of work with her here at the house. And we have fun now in our lives. And fun is going to go further as a spiritual lesson for her than if all I did was push, push, push. You have to do this. I have to be this way. You have to do that. And that's what happens in our schools so much. And we're so stressed in our lives to be the best that we can be. But you know what? Being the best that we can be sometimes takes that quiet time to back down. So, you know, finding out who we are can happen in the strangest, most profound ways. So here we sit now, and life is fun. Life is fun. 2 weeks ago, I believe Psychic Robin was on that week. I was in the Bahamas. My daughter and I decided on a Monday that we needed to go. Did I want to spend the money on it? No. But did I want to have the fun and enjoy it? Yes. And interesting enough, things turned around when I came back because I wasn't so stressed on, oh my goodness, this has to be or that has to be. We got in the car, got on a lake cruise, and had a the time of our lives. And so, you know, life can be fun. You don't have to spend a lot of money at it. You can just take a little couple hour trip, do something different. But it's the joy in life, that happiness, that peace. Find out what your purpose is in life. If you need help, contact me at VickiFord.com. I'll help you find your purpose. My purpose is just to share with you is to inspire. Your purpose may be to bring love to people. Now, I did a beautiful reading on a wonderful, wonderful lady several weeks ago. And she came from the radio show, someone listening in, and she wanted to know what her purpose was. And I knew it was love. I knew that her purpose was to share and to teach love. And the first thing that I knew was that she had to learn to truly love herself. And that's not that kind of, you know, egotistical love where I'm this great person and all that, but you should love yourself. And, but loving in a beautiful, deep down, knowing that you're a part of God kind of, you know, feeling. Now, I'm not sure if I have any other callers on the line. I'm not. If I do have, I think I may have a caller. I'm not sure if I have a caller from Washington or not. I'm not sure. I think she must probably has already gone. So I just wasn't sure if she had come back. But, you know, I am taking calls tonight. So if someone comes on, and I will take you as expediently as possible so that you don't have to wait. So just let me, I will know. So I just want to share with you though how very important it is for you to honor yourself and know that there is a plan here. And the best thing that you can do under the law of attraction, when we talk about manifesting, which is what I wanted to talk to you about this evening, manifesting means that you're creating the life that you choose to have. And if you really want a life of just money, I would strongly advise that you put happiness and joy in there. And then I would advise you to take some paper out. And this is like something all of us can do. Because, you know, we all shift. We all change. But take a piece of paper out and really look at what you really love to do. I mean, I know what I love to do. I love to do exactly what I'm doing right now, talking to y'all, doing spiritual counseling. It is what you would love to do in your life if you weren't worried about money. If you were a multimillionaire and you could do anything in your life, that is what you know you're supposed to be doing this life. Now, maybe you have to have steps to get there. There have been many times that I have talked to people and they said, well, I have this wonderful job and I'm working part-time to get this other job together because it's really what I want to do, but it's not happening fast enough. And I want to remind everyone, and is that sometimes the physical universe does not flow as fast, because sometimes we prevent it, sometimes it's a timing issue. And what I strongly recommend is that when things are not going the way that you want them to go, that is the best time to meditate. That is the best time to take that thought, that fear, that frustration, and breathe into it. Take some deep, deep breaths and say, Spirit, help me. Please show me what my next step is. Because when we have a guidance system like we do, all of us have the spiritual guides. We all have angels. We have archangels. We have teachers and we have masters. Now, those don't always stay with us. Our guardian angels come in with us and stay with us. Sometimes our teachers and our masters change. When we're going into an aspect of our lives, we may need a different kind of ascended master that will work with us. And I find that I'm gathering new ascended masters working with me because I'm going into new arenas. If you're going to be an astrologer, you might have Pythagoras or something, or numerology or something. You might have Pythagoras very strong with you. If you are looking to find peace in your life with your mother or with the divine mother, you may find that Mother Mary may come in to give you that grace, that gentleness of, yet, the strength that she has as well to help you through those times. And I will share this as far as manifestation goes, is that the key to manifesting is to find something to be in gratitude for now. So if you have been looking for a job for 2 years, you have very little money left, you've gone through your savings, and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? That is the hardest time to find something to be grateful for, but I can promise you there is something. That is what you need to focus on. And you need to remember, when you're looking for a job, pretend in your heart, and when I say pretend, I use that word only because I don't like the word, but I use the word only because it helps people to understand what I mean by what I'm saying. What I want you to do is take that job of looking for the job and pretending to be looking for a job out of the picture. And I want you to wake up every morning, be very, very diligent about it and disciplined. And if you want to go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, if that makes you happy, it wouldn't make me happy, but if it makes you happy, then get up and be ready to go at 5 and start working on the internet. If you don't want to go to work until 10 o'clock in the morning, then start waking up at 8 o'clock and start preparing your work for 10. Many jobs start at 10. Many start at 5. Start creating what you really have in your life now. What I would recommend is start dressing. Doesn't mean you have to put a suit on or a tie or something like that. But don't just stay in your pajamas all day. Start really feeling like you're working. Oh, I've got to go to job. I've got to start my job now, so I've got to go. And it's not faking it. You really do have a job. You have a job to get a job. And if you already decide that you have a job, then believe me, the universe will provide that for you. Now, I'm going to share something that's very personal to me, but I'm going to share it with you anyway, because I feel like sometimes these very deep personal messages can have a profound effect. So, and before I share that, I want to take Dawn's call because she's back. Dawn?
Yes. Huh? Hi, how are you, Vicki?
Well, hey, I'm so glad to get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, I was calling with a question.
Yes, where are you calling from, Dawn?
Tacoma, Washington.
Yes, that's right. I saw that earlier on. Okay. Now, what is your question, Dawn?
Well, I'm planning a big move from Washington back to Georgia. And just wanted to know what things look like. Things have been really stagnant for me lately, and I'm hoping for a good move anyway.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I saw to answer your question. The answer is yes, it's a good move. And I'm going to tell you what I saw when I first tuned into you before I even knew your question. on the left side of your whole being, that means your body, every aspect of you, Dawn, there is the most beautiful sunshine coming in. Your left side is your receiving. It's newness of life coming in for you. You are making the right decision to move from Washington. I'm going to share some things for you that well, first off, they're about Georgia, but they're also about you. Georgia is a very spiritual place in the sense of this. Most of North Georgia is in a vortex. Savannah is a vortex. You will find a huge amount of very spiritual people here. Now, you will also, it's a very Bible Belty area as well, okay? And yes. you feel extremely spiritual to me. I mean, I'm just going to tell you. You have Christ as one of your master guides. You have Mother Mary there. You have Archangel Michael. And isn't this interesting for you? Now, the first thing I'm going to share with you is that you need to bring a lot of joy into your life. Playfulness. Playfulness is even a better word than joy. Because you have Krishna. You know, not the flower people at the airport. Everybody says that when they hear that master. But you have, something to bring to the world right now of a little bit more joyfulness than what I feel that you have had in the past. What part of Georgia are you moving to?
Atlanta area.
Okay, good. What part? I mean, can you at least say north, south, east, or west?
It's going to be north area around Sandy Springs.
Okay, good. You're not going to be too far from me. You're like an hour from me. So,
Yeah,
I'm just a little north west of where you are. I'm up in the mountains. Now, I feel this is fabulous for you. I feel it is good. The best thing. Now, tell me your birthday.
August 10th, 1970.
We have a lot of 70s and 71s tonight. This is very, very interesting to me. Very, very interesting. Okay, let me just see something here on the what year you're kind of in. You're coming into, I'm going to look at it from right now, and then what you're going into. Okay, right now, this is, you know, you should be doing very well in your life. I mean, you have a lot of going on for you right now, and that's probably why you're taking the time to move. When is exactly when you're moving?
When October.
Good. That's a good time for you because you want to go. It's good to move right after the birthday. That's the perfect time to start making new shifts. So it's not that you couldn't move before then, but I feel that's going to be a good year, a good time of the year to move. Now, do you already have a job here or are you going to be looking when you get here?
I'm going to be looking upon getting there.
Okay. As you're getting there, I feel, and I will tell you, in Georgia, things are moving forward here. And I just feel good about this. I see that sun shining in on you before I even knew what your question was. And look at your beautiful name, Dawn. I mean, look at what it says. You already have that set up for you. You have this is a beautiful, this is very beautiful. Now let's see, I'm just looking to see how, you must be close to 40. Sort of close around 40?
Yeah, I am 40.
You're 40. 41. 41. Okay, good. So now I want to ask you one other question. As far as your work goes, when you go to work this time, I don't feel, and this is a very strong message for you, I do not feel that you need to settle for what the first thing that comes around. I feel like that you need to get a very clear feeling and plan, a life plan within you, Dawn, exactly what you want or something better. Always say something better because spirit may have something better for you. But I sense that you will get more of what you're looking for than what you had in the state that you're in now. But I feel that you're going to have to request it. Now, spirit gives us what we ask for. So if you're asking for, what do you love to do? Dawn? Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, what do you love to do? If you had your choice, what would you love to do?
If I had my choice, I would own my own metaphysical shop.
Okay. All right. Now,
if the means were there, I would own my own shop.
Okay. So my suggestion to you then is to go to a metaphysical shop and ask to work there, because that lets me know that you at least love to do that. If you don't have the means to open it up, get in touch with Phoenix and Dragons, get the magazines, Google everything before you get there, find all the different metaphysical shops that are around that area. You're in a fabulous place. That's very close to where Phoenix and Dragons is. Find out what you want to do and then start searching it out, okay? Because that's the way to go. Don't go off looking for something that you don't love to do, because then you're miserable and you don't want to bring that in. So I just all I can tell you is be in joy, because you've got this is good.
This is very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's what Spirit's telling me. So it's
well,
I'm just sharing.
Thank you, Spirit.
Spirit
I'm waiting for the energy to move.
Yeah, well, yes. you know what, Dawn? You're making the energy move, and that's what's so beautiful about it. You're creating it. You see, your angels are right behind you, and they're guiding you and directing you, and you're going to be protected. And do you have a pet?
No, I just got rid of a cat. I couldn't keep her because of my landlord, and really wanted to keep her.
Well, then that's who I'm feeling right now, because there's such an energy behind you, right behind you. There is a spiritual energy. It feels like a love of a pet. And I'm going to just share this with you. When you can, you need to get another cat, because or get that cat back. You know, can you get that particular kitty back or not?
Well, she's been adopted.
Oh, well, that's okay then. That's all right. She's okay. But there is, you have a lot of love for your pet. I just see you getting a new pet. I just have to tell you that.
And, that'd be wonderful.
There are very few places in Georgia that don't allow cats. I can tell you that right now. Most places allow cats. You know, you may have to pay something, but they'll allow a dog or a cat. So little teeny ones.
Yes.
So, Dawn, yes. Thank you so much for getting back on the phone tonight and calling back in. I feel so good. I love that beautiful golden sun on you. It is so,
Thank you so much for reading me. Beautiful. Thanks for taking my call.
Know, and by the way, you are a Leo, and that sun is your planet. That's your ruling planet,
yes.
Sun.
Yes, it is.
So you take that sun with you and don't ever let it go. Okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You too. I'll be glad to call you a fellow Georgian. So, folks, I want to just tell you that there, Dawn is the most perfect example of what I'm talking about with manifesting. She is making a big change in her life, and she, you know, age is not an issue with anybody. It doesn't matter if you're 25, 40, 59, like, or 75. If something is calling you to move, then you need to move. If you need to do something, she will get a wonderful job. You know why? Because she knows she's going to get a wonderful job. She feels it. She knows it. She has that energy, and she will get the job of her dreams. She may have to work at something to get her own store, but not for long. It'll all unfold because it's part of the divine plan. But for her to be miserable and stay in some town that does not know, she knows that it's not fulfilling to her, can make such a huge difference. I spoke with someone that I met some time ago at a healing sanctuary, and they're possibly going to be moving to New Mexico from Georgia. And it's amazing to me, because we are in a very mobile society. When I talk to y'all here on BBS, I'm talking to people all over the country, all sometimes the world. I do readings all over the world. And by the way, I want to, you know, just invite you to come to my website at Vicki Ford, VIKKIFORD. I love to do past life regressions. I love to do Rohan. I do Rohan. Rohan is an alchemical process that's a complementary therapy that I can do over the phone via, you know, readings and cards. And it helps you to change change the DNA. It helps you to get rid of old thoughts and ways of doing things in your life. And we do that through spiritual healing, spiritual counseling, whatever you choose to call it. And those are my gifts. Those are the ways that Spirit has given me to inspire other people and to help you through these self-ascension times. Because everyone that calls, I know deep in my heart, I can feel your energy that you are here to help this world get better. And the only way you can truly do that, really, is to help yourself get better. And that is not selfish. That is not egotistical. It is the way Spirit has always wanted us. If we don't help ourselves get better, we really can't help our children or our families or our friends improve. And so the love that we give our pets, the love that we give our family, the love that we give our children, and is ideally the way that we start to change the world, because it's all those simple ways that we start to give out. And I want to share with you that when you're making decisions about life, it's very good to contact someone, because it is good to find someone who can give you a perspective. You know, you still have to feel with it, and you have to know it's right for you. And you will know that yourself. But when Spirit has given you a pathway to go down, and you feel a little bit overwhelmed with that path, it is only because you're not taking the necessary steps in your manifestation to keep up with what Spirit. You've asked Spirit to help you, and Spirit's doing it for you, and then you get overwhelmed with it. So what happens is you have to stay very connected with your meditations, and you're working with Spirit. So when that happens, it's very important to very, very much stay connected with your higher self. Stay connected with your inner child. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. And if you're not in joy, and if you're not happy in your life, you know, call a spiritual counselor like myself. Find out what's really going on. Don't always try to do things by yourself. Y'all, we're in a two-terminal universe. I even have someone that I go to, because sometimes we need that outside view and, you know, that way of perspective of looking at it. And I do want to share with you that in the next month or so, my book, Heart's Justice, Compassion in the Game of Law, will be actually out on Amazon.com as well as the Vicki Ford site. And what I love about this book, it isn't just for lawyers, but it is for folks who may be contemplating a divorce or who have been through a divorce, to see how a divorce and life changes in our circumstances can bring gifts to us. And it is also for those who work in the professional arena, whether you're a lawyer or whether you just work with lawyers or know lawyers or know someone who's divorcing, that's like, you know, we can make a difference, folks, that we don't have to do things the same old way. I have a very dear friend of mine from Atlanta who she and her husband are going to work it all out. All I'm going to do as an attorney, which I am, is just do the paperwork. I'm not going to get into, if they want to split Aunt Bertha's tea kettle and two and paint one color pink and the other one purple, I'm not going to sit there and say you can't do that. I'm just going to say, oh, good. If that's what y'all want to do, as long as it's legal and I know the judges accept it, then, you know, let people live their lives. Advise them as best you can. But we cannot change people's journey for them. We all have souls' journeys, and we all have a way of doing things that we have to do. We have to learn it. If we take on too much of other people's journey, then we take on their karma. So just remember that when you are manifesting, that if you feel like you're just too down to do something or you don't know what you're manifesting, that's a good time to call, get some help, find some clarity, and figure out what's really going on. And if all else fails, always, always ask your angels. There's no reason why you can't go to bed at night and just say, you know, I really just need some help. I don't even know which angel to ask, but I need some help. So somebody come and help me. And when that happens, the angels, your guardian angels, your masters, your teachers, oh my goodness, they're here for us. They're here for each and every one of us. And it's not that they're not going to help us, but only in life and death situations when you're not supposed to die do they really come in and really say, oops, no, that's not right. But remember that when You are supposed to be here. They will be here for you, but we do have free will. And I think that's the biggest question I get all the time is, well, you know, if the angels are protecting me all the time, why do I get into these messes and why do these things happen? It's because we have free will to do what we want. So it's always a good, wonderful idea to ask Spirit. Ask Spirit now for what your next step is. And if you don't know, just say, you know what? I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I have no idea what it is. Please guide me. I don't know what state to move to. I don't know what kind of job I really want to do. Show me a way. And you know, spiritual counseling is excellent for that. Life coaching is excellent for that type of answering. But at night when you go to sleep is your perfect time to connect with your higher self. Be in communication, because the stronger that bond is, the better clarity you get. And the law of attraction is there for us no matter what. We just want it to work for us and not against us. And that has to do with what our thoughts are and our feelings connected with those thoughts. As a Rohan doctor, I have learned many, many times I did positive thinking. And I just love all the Louise Hayes books and the Esther and Jerry Hicks Hayes. I love their books. But what was missing for me personally was that I had some issues that I had never addressed from early childhood. And I couldn't just affirm those away. I really had to get down there and address them. And I did Rohan. I did that alchemical process that really got into what was happening. And the key for me was to understand it all. And once I understood it, then the affirmations personally started working better. And then I could sit there and say, ooh, I'm not sure what I want. Well, let me really look at this. And then I could really get with meditation, I get a real strong sense of what I really did have to manifest and what my soul contract was. And that's how I can assist you if you so desire. And I just want to share in with each and every one of you, you have it within you. You're not seeking anything that you don't already have. Every soul contract that you have this lifetime, Spirit has already given you the tools, has given you the knowledge. You may have to relearn some of it, and you might have to reshape some of it and kind of gather it up again, be more aware of it. But you have everything within you that you need. You do not have to do anything, you know, bizarre unless you so choose to do it to get that connection back. And, you know, we all need to do that now and then. I certainly did. I had to reconnect with all my Delphi training back in Greece because I had been there and I knew all of that data, all the complementary therapies. I had just kind of forgotten about it. And that's what the wonderful training can do for you. So each and every one of you is a blessing to me. I am so glad that you tuned in to the Vicki Ford Show this evening. And I will not be back the first of the week. I'm always here on the second and fourth Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern, and let's see, 6 o'clock, Pacific time. And Psychic Robin is on the first and third. And then on the fifth Monday of, I guess that happens four times a year, then we share the show together, which means that we'll both get a chance to meet each other and talk to each other and give you readings, and we'll have, you know, subjects to talk about. So it'll be kind of fun. So listen, be blessed. Remember how deeply you are loved by Spirit, and I will look forward to seeing you again on May 9th. So have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Good night.